Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
Sounds like a robot.
Good.
I'm Jessica Valdo.
This is the robot episode. We Robots. Come to you from the far future of 2292, where Dippin' Dots are the only ice cream.
Ugh, God, I'm going to kill myself right now.
And Elon Musk is a severed head in a tube that we all listen to.
Are we watching the Simpsons episodes again?
No, this is Futurama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah. Suicide Boots, Robot Santa, whatever.
That sounds way more fun.
Yeah.
I love that'd robots.
Their future is better than our current future.
Yeah.
We should talk about this since we were talking the Captain Marvel, the thing you saw in the Captain Marvel comic about the cars of the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just got in a whole bunch of Captain Marvel, like Fawcett, like Shazam comics from like the 40s.
Did you say Fawcett?
How's it pronounced?
Fawcett.
Well, I don't want it to sound like what water comes out of.
Yeah, same thing.
Fawcett. Fawcett.
Fawcett.
Yeah, it's F-A-W-C-E-T-T. So, yeah, Fawcett.
I'm just going to... This is the episode where I question everything Jacob says.
Fawcett. Man, now I'm in my head about it.
If you say the words enough time, then they just don't make any sense anymore.
Yeah, I've said it out loud so infrequently.
Yeah.
Anyway. So it had a thing like about rocket cars in the future,
yeah.
And they predicted that in 100 years we would have rocket cars that would be able to exceed speeds of 60 miles per hour.
Ooh.
And this was the 1940s where...
Yeah, it was 1945.
How fast were cars then?
30 miles per hour, maybe?
So
that's the top speed.
So 60 is a pretty attainable goal.
Actually, you know what? That's wrong because I just watched Ford versus Ferrari.
Sure.
No, wait, that's right. That was in the 60s.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, still, okay, but how fast were they going in Ford v. Ferrari?
Oh, 250 miles per hour.
So, okay, that was 20 years. And they were like, 20 years from this prediction.
Yeah.
And they were like, in 100 years, we might, let's dream about rockets.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockets on the backs of cars, and then they'll still only go 60 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just this writer in general that didn't know how to dream big.
Maybe. But then you have on the opposite side of that, you have like, so when Disneyland first opened, their Tomorrowland depicted the year of, I think it was 1985.
Yeah.
And they envisioned flights to the moon every 20 minutes. So you got two sides.
Right. Yeah. They also had a helicopter in this issue as well that just went like straight up into the air. I guess helicopters didn't go straight up into the air.
Oh, yeah. Maybe at the time they couldn't do that.
Yeah, they could just, like, lift up
I mean,
Da Vinci
drew a helicopter that could go straight up.
I'm telling you, this writer had no imagination.
Yeah. Someday we'll have Dijon mustard.
Fancy mustard.
Made from many kinds of seeds.
You know, I have like 12 different types of mustard in my refrigerator
right really,
now.
Yeah, like...
really. Why? Why do I have all these mustards? You really only need like Dijon, like regular yellow mustard, and maybe brown?
Honey mustard?
You can just put honey in mustard and it becomes honey
that
mustard.
That is definitely not how it works.
No?
I don't know anything about mustard.
I do that for my my salad dressings all the time.
But then you're making salad dressing.
But it's the same
You're not thing, making like concept. if you want to put honey mustard on like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
Would you dip a chicken strip in that?
Yes, I would.
All right, well, whatever. So is it really just honey and
it's
mustard?
It's just really honey and mustard.
The consistencies aren't like at war with one another?
No. What do you just whip it up real quick?
You whip it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, suddenly every store is going to be like, no one's buying honey mustard.
I know, they listen to this podcast. They listen to this episode.
Okay. All right. Good opening segment, I'll say.
I know, yeah, definitely. That was solid. Learned a lot.
Yeah. So this is going to be a very strange episode.
Very strange.
Because we're two comics with the word strange in them came out this week.
And number ones.
And two number ones. And they're both good.
They are both good.
Yeah. So let's talk about, let's go in alphabetical order. Oh my God.
Wait, it's even harder.
That's really hard. Okay, Strange Academy.
Strange Academy.
And the other one is Strange Adventures. So you see our issue.
I feel like someone's attacking my head.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's like ghost up here.
We're in the upstairs of the store. It's hard. So Strange Academy is a new book written by Scotty Young with art by Umberto Ramos. Mm-hmm. That is essentially, I mean, we could just call it what it is. It's Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters, but instead of mutants, it's magic.
Or Hogwarts. As well.
Hogwarts, but in the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but much smaller, because we got, like, what, a dozen kids here?
I think so, to start, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, I think they even make a joke about it being Hogwarts at one point, right?
When the girl who is probably going to be our viewpoint character, what's her name, Eliza Bright?
Emily Bright. Yeah.
So she has magic powers, and it isn't until she's, like, maybe in her early teens that, anyone decides to, like, do something about it. She gets a tree all mad at her. She brings her dog back to life.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's a couple, like, editing points they probably should have brought up. Because she brings her dog back to life. Nothing happens, right? Nothing bad happens. Then she, like, messes with this tree and something terrible happens. And later, I think it's when she's talking to Velma? That's her name, right? Velma? Zelma,
yeah.
It's not the character from Scooby-Doo.
Right.
She says...
Although, I love this comic if they were just like, oh, and Velma's here.
Yeah, right.
Jinkies.
And they say, like, magic always has a cost.
Right.
But when she brought the dog back to life, there was no cost.
Maybe that, like, the cost... It was like the flowers. So she brings back her dog and then she makes some flowers.
Right.
Maybe the flowers were the straw that broke the camel's back. And she already put a huge weight down with the dog. Also, the way that I interpreted it, because, like, I don't think you'll be able to find any form of science fiction or fantasy where bringing things back to life is a good thing.
No, really not.
I chose to interpret it that the dog had life-threatening injuries that she healed before they got too severe, not that he was dead and now is not dead.
So it was like necromancing.
Yeah. That's how I, because they didn't say explicitly, that's how I chose to interpret it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Because she got him immediately. It's not like she was at his funeral, his sad
dog's
funeral.
She said, I felt death. She said, yeah, and she does say, I felt death, I actually felt it coming.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't dead yet. There still should have been at some cost. Because the other time she's just like messing with flowers and trees and the tree goes nuts and tries to kill her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm just saying that you be careful with stuff like that.
Maybe this will come back.
Maybe it will.
I think that Scotty Young is, because after having read I Hate Fairyland, mm-hmm. What else has he written? Oh, he wrote that Human Torch series for way back in the day that was
pretty
solid.
Yeah, he had another mid-something. Anyways, whatever. He wrote another comic recently.
Midwich.
It's not called Midwich. It starts with an M.
It's about a medium sandwich?
Yeah. It is. Midwiches.
What kind of, was there any mustard on it?
Yes, actually. it was coming to me. No, it's gone again. Okay. But middle, it doesn't matter. Anyways.
It's a terrific content.
Yeah, it's really good. It's about a little boy who gets, I think he's abused by his dad and he goes off to like a fantasy world.
Oh, okay.
And it's out right now. It's been selling okay. Numbers mm-hmm. have dived.
What, do you know what company puts it out?
Image,
okay. Of course, yeah.
It has a very cute little fox friend. That's my favorite thing about it.
Okay.
It's a cute fox friend.
What, is he drawing it as well?
No.
Okay. It's kind of cool that he's like getting away from just drawing like covers of Marvel heroes as children.
Yes.
And is writing like, I mean, this is still very much kid-oriented. I still see a lot of his, like, I Hate Fairyland vibes in this.
Yeah.
Obviously a bit more contained because it's not
Middle West.
Okay.
I knew it was coming. Yeah.
But what I like about this is that it explores every magic edge of the Marvel universe.
Me too.
To create its student base. Because who do we have here? We have her, who's basically, she's Hermione.
Yes, she's Hermione. Yeah. Exactly. Very caring parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the kid part of this, that's maybe the one problem I had with it mm-hmm. is all of these kids are pretty much getting along, even though they're very different backgrounds. There's no, like, one evil kid yet.
Well, you know, that doesn't seem that weird to me, because, no. Like, I find that if you put a bunch of young people in, I feel like they're young enough that none of them are, like, monsters. Like, the only reason Draco Malfoy was an asshole was because his dad was an asshole.
Right.
So we got two.
We have that, though.
Are they Loki's? They're not Loki's kids.
No. They're just people from Asgard. They're just kids from Asgard.
And Loki is here.
Yeah,
and
Loki's also a frost teacher. Giant. Yeah, we have a frost giant. We have Dormammu's kid.
The son of Dormammu.
Yeah.
Well, we're still in a post-Kid Apocalypse era where he was in the X-Men.
Right. And then we have a fairy. We have, we have another kid, just like another mortal kid. Yeah,
we have a demon from Limbo.
So I guess some of them could be kind of jerks.
Desi,
at some
which
point.
Is short for despair. And then most of them are, the other ones filling it out are mostly human. You said Frost Giant.
Yeah, I said Frost Giant. I think that's it. Right?
Yeah. That's it. It's like 12 kids.
Yeah.
And we don't learn a lot about.
Oh, we have a voodoo person too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We learn very little about all of them. It would have been kind of cool if, like, there was, like, when they put out Generation X. Oh, yeah, this, like, swamp-dwelling thing.
Yeah. Toph. Oh, he's from Weird World.
Yeah, so we're getting Every Edge.
Every Edge, yeah. Yeah.
It would have been kind of cool if, like, when they did Generation X, the X-Men spinoff book, we had Jubilee as, like, okay, we know this character, and then everyone else is new. So if we had a couple more students, because we know all the teachers. All the teachers are old existing characters, mm-hmm. as far as I can tell.
Well, I think that's kind of cool that we have, like, all these new characters. But I think, like, for dramatic purposes, you kind of need to have, like, a bad kid or a kid that's going to get into trouble or...
Well, we have Desi, Despair.
Yeah, but she still seems good.
Yeah. And, like...
Everyone's too nice. Everyone's kind of like, oh, let's all handhold and go make tea. I don't know.
Yeah, this issue is very much just putting the pieces in play. Like, you open up the Lego set, you dump all the pieces on the table, and then the issue ends.
Yeah, and then, like, well, then they all get into trouble, and, like, Doctor Strange shows up, they fight a giant monster, everyone team builds, they fight the monster off, and they're like, hooray, let's... I don't know. Yeah. It just seemed a little bit too easy.
What's cool about this is that all these kids clearly already use magic a lot.
Yes.
So it's going to be less about, like, all right, we're not starting with Wingardium Leviosa, you're not going to make a feather fly around, you're going to have to learn how to fight the forces of evil on day friggin' two.
Yeah.
Or day one, they're already...
Day one, yeah, they're already fighting a giant monster.
I was waiting... We're spoiling the whole issue for you. Sorry. I was waiting for... Doctor Strange to go, that was a demon, that was a simulation, that wasn't actually a fight.
Right.
Now you guys all know how to work as a team, so let's do it. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see where it goes. I like that there's an application at the end you can apply for to be in part of the Strange Academy.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's fun.
Bunch of silly questions
that seem very hard, actually.
Yeah, what's this one? If Dormammu is levitating a quarter 30 centimeters above your desk and you cast a deflection spell, how many rabbits should appear?
And 90.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. 9,000.
False. Yes. It would be jackalopes.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I like that. So yeah, you can rip apart your comic and send this in.
Oh, God.
I think that should actually be just like BKV used to do. He said you can't send it in unless it's from the comic. You couldn't, like, photocopy it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to destroy the comic.
So you would have to buy two copies.
Mm-hmm. Pretty slick.
Pretty slick. So, Scotty Young, if you're listening, you should also do that.
Yeah.
And up our sales. Thanks.
Yeah. We'll order more of the book. If you do it, we'll order more. Mm-hmm, two copies.
Buy two.
Yeah.
But I still liked it. I think it's a really good book for teens. Hopefully this is T. No, why did it say T plus? Boo! It should be for teens. It should not be T plus.
Nothing horrible.
There's nothing bad in this at all.
Nothing objectionable.
All right.
I just hope that we get little mini arcs with all the characters. Because when you hit us with this many characters at once, and there's like, this is a girl with a voodoo background. This is a kid who had foster parents. This is a girl from Limbo. This is a swamp guy. A lot of them will just sort of fade to the background.
Exactly.
And I hope that they're very careful to either not do that, or like how Orange is the New Black. It's like let's learn a little bit about them one at a time while the story's progressing.
Yeah, I want to know about Weird World Guy. He sounds cool.
I feel like he will be the... Here's my prediction.
Yeah.
By the end of issue 12, I bet he is the least developed character of all the kids.
Aw, I like
Because he doesn't talk, right?
No.
Yeah.
He just shrugs.
This is my prediction.
Aww. All right, well.
But it is really cool, and I look forward to the next issue.
Hopefully there's not 9 spinoff comics from this either, because that's boring.
Yeah, we don't need that. Next. This is the third Doctor Strange book on the shelf right now, because we got Doctor Strange Surgeon Supreme. Mm-hmm. We got Doctor Strange The End. Was that a series?
No, it was just one issue.
It was one issue. Okay, yeah, then it's just two.
It's just two, yeah. So also out this week from DC, Black Label.
Yeah.
Strange Adventures by Tom King, Mitch Gerards, and Evan Doc Shaner. It just says Evan Shaner, but it's usually Doc Shaner. Just like to point that out.
He's so great at drawing exactly the style that fits this character perfectly. So this new series is about Adam Strange.
Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar, Adam Strange is an older character, science fiction, or from the DC Silver Age era, from Strange Adventures.
Yes.
Yes.
His thing was, he was an archaeologist on Earth. He gets hit with the Zeta Beam. Whenever he gets hit with the Zeta Beam, he gets transported to the planet Ran, where he is a hero. Mm-hmm. And then after the radiation wears off, he goes back to Earth. The science behind this does not make sense.
Nope.
But it made for some really cool stories, because on Earth, you'd have to run to find where the next Zeta Beam was coming, because it's trillions of light years away. Yeah. And then he would fight, and then he got married and had a kid and all this other crap. So now, in this series, he wrote a book about his life on Ran that is somehow politically controversial.
Right.
Like, people are accusing him of, like, committing genocide on this far-off planet. It's very, very weird and cool and different. This is Tom King, who wrote the Vision series that Marvel put out a number of years ago. That was one of my favorite Marvel books ever.
Right.
And this sort of has that same, like...
And Mr. Miracle.
And Mr. Miracle, yeah. This sort of same, like, dark vibe. Also, all the Earth scenes are illustrated by Mitch Gerards, and all the Rand scenes are illustrated by Doc Shaner, which their styles are similar enough that it's not jarring, but different enough that it really feels like a different place.
Really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, well, Mitch Gerards has really... He's actually toned his style down a bit, I think, to fit Evan Shaner more.
Sure.
Because usually he's even a little bit more scritchy.
Okay. What else has Mitch Gerards done?
Well, he did the Mr. Miracle series.
Oh, okay.
And then he also did the War series they did together, too, for Vertigo, where it's very, like, heavy black-lined. Mm. And completely different than this. But, yeah, for this, yeah, I mean, the colors really worked very well together.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's a beautiful book. It's not what I expected, actually, at all. But it is dark.
Yeah. I mean, they put this on the Black Label, I think, well-deserved. This, like, I think if this does well, then we could be looking at, like, in the same way that Tom King's Vision series led to, 5 years later, Vision getting a TV show.
Yes.
This, I think, will lead to, well, I guess...
It already has.
That Adam Strange show is already coming. It won't be about this.
It is.
It's about this?
It is this.
Oh, okay.
It's called Strange Adventures. It's going to HBO.
Oh!
It's literally this comic.
Okay, well, dope. All right. Yeah. I'm in line for that.
Yeah, I think... Originally, it was supposed to just be, like, one and done, and then they started working on this, and I'm pretty sure it's just going to be this series.
Hmm.
So, we'll see if it changes again, but...
Alright.
Yeah, and maybe they'll just throw in some other ones in between, like, kind of X-Files-ish episodes, but...
As anime fans call it, filler.
Filler episodes. Yeah. Oh, those are my favorite episodes.
Well, like, it's like Buffy season 2, and she had all the crazy stuff with Angel and Spike going on, but then it's like, well, we have a 22 episode order to fill, so here's one about eggs.
Or the mummy.
Yeah. Or, the swim team turning into fishmen.
That's the first season.
No, because Xander and Cordelia are dating. And Xander's, like, hot.
Oh, you're right. That is the second season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they just start dating, because then she's, like, noticing him on the swim team.
Right, yes. Okay. So, yeah, they hadn't been dating very long.
No.
Did they get together? When did they get... I forget when they get together. What causes... What's, like, the impetus for them? Oh, they're making they're making out in closets secretly.
Yeah. After the prom. So that... Was it after the prom?
Season 1?
No. When, like, her and... Or not the prom, sorry. Homecoming. When Cordelia almost dies.
Oh, with Buffy?
Yeah.
Because they think she's Faith?
Yeah.
That's season 3. That's after they
break up. No. The homecoming. Not because she thinks she's Faith.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Invisible Girl?
We'll come back to this later.
There's too many stupid dances on this show.
There's a lot of dances. No, they're hunting Buffy. They're hunting Buffy for the homecoming.
Slayer Fest.
Yeah.
That's season 3. That's after they break up. Yeah. Because Cordelia's not really on the show as much, and they think she's Faith.
Oh.
With Trick and the guy who shoots the knives out of his wrist?
Yeah. But that was before Faith, because that's when Trick first gets there.
Yeah, that's not before Faith, because Faith and Trick show up in the same episode, because it's all Faith, Hope, and Trick.
Yeah,
it's
the two of them and also Scott Hope. Right, but she's not on there, like, regularly. Anyways, we'll get back to this later. Sorry.
We have a new podcast. Yeah. Jacob and Jess kind of remember Buffy?
I watch it every year, and I still don't remember. That's how bad my memory is. Yeah. Anyways, back to Strange Adventures.
If you haven't watched Buffy, you should, so then you can enjoy the show.
And then you could also not remember anything, right. Just like us. Really terrible. Yet
I could probably quote the entire iRobot You Jane episode from memory. There's a demon in the internet.
Is that it? That's
not all I remember. Okay. That's the whole show. they're stupidly old 90s laptops. It's a wonderful program.
Oh, I'm really good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Definitely read Strange Adventures. I don't know if we have to talk about it anymore. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
What's really cool, we won't spoil the end, but what is very cool is that it's both its own thing, but also firmly planted within the Marvel universe. Excuse me, DC universe. We get other DC characters popping in. Mm-hmm.
That was great. And what a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. The ending was really cool. Yeah.
It'll make you want to keep reading. When I got to the end, I was like, no, I want to know more. Yeah. Which is the best feeling on a comic.
The best.
Yeah. And hard these days.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm talking to you, Image. Sorry.
All right. should we take a break and then come back with news?
Sure.
All right, great. We'll be right back after this message, baby. During the break, we talked about comics.
Sure did. You can't think of anything else.
We hope you did, too.
Yeah.
So, what do we got on the news?
First of all, they keep revealing stuff from Batman, the new Batman, Matt Reeves' Batman.
Oh, yes. Yes. With Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Before we begin the segment, I'm going to go ahead and say this out loud so it's on record. Robert Pattinson is a good actor, and I'm excited to see him play Batman.
I think we say that every time.
Because people keep going, ugh, fucking Twilight, all you dorks behind your keyboards who think that Twilight was the only thing that these people have ever done.
He's a really good actor.
He's great.
Go watch The Lighthouse and then tell me that Robert Pattinson is a bad actor.
Or what's the one based off the Dan DiDio, not Dan DiDio, Dom DeLillo. Different writer. A science fiction writer.
Uh-huh.
A sort of like weird
fiction. Is the one where he's in the car the entire time?
Yes. What's that one called?
I don't remember. Okay. But it's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert Pattinson's
a little slow,
dope.
But that's a good movie. Yeah.
Or, God damn it. Will Scoville, producer of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Just showed me a trailer for a movie. The Safdie Brothers. The movie the Safdie Brothers did before Uncut Gems.
Mark just watched that. He said it was pretty good.
Yeah. And we only watched the trailer.
This is called Name That Robert Pattinson Movie That You Cannot Remember. The segment of this. He's also going to be in Tenet.
It's like Doug loves movies, but it's Jacob and Jess remember movies because he doesn't love all movies and we don't remember all movies.
Exactly. Terrible at that show. He's going to be in Tenet, which is coming up, the Christopher Nolan movie.
Oh, yeah, with, like, the time stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
That looks really cool.
David Washington. Yeah.
His name, what? Right?
David Washington.
What else has David Washington been in?
Stuff.
Okay, great.
He was in Get Out.
Oh, David Washington.
Yeah. Is it David?
Wait, the guy, the lead?
Yeah.
I thought it was David. Okay, whatever. Maybe I think of David.
No, you're thinking of David. No, he wasn't the lead in Get Out. He was another guy in it.
Was he the guy who...
Am I just, like, not remembering anything today? We're really not giving you guys any info. Doesn't matter. Wait, anyways.
Let's move out of this.
He's Denzel Washington's son.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who in Get Out he could have played, because if he wasn't the lead...
John David Washington. He was a Black Klansman.
Oh, okay. He wasn't in Get Out.
I think I'm pretty sure he was in Get Out. No, maybe he wasn't.
Because of the Lakeith Stanfield and the comedian who's his best friend who works for TSA, and then the lead who was the guy in
Yeah, he wasn't the lead.
He was in Black Panther and Get Out and Black Mirror.
But who was? You're right. He wasn't in Get Out. I'm just making things up now.
Sure.
All right. Cool. Anyways, he's going to be in Tenet.
Cool.
Nice. Good thing we figured that out. Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Let's talk about Batman.
Let's talk about Batman. Let's do that.
Because we got I don't think we talked about the new costume either.
No, I think, didn't we? I think we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about his car.
It's cool. It's like armor. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It has a bat. The Batarang. Yeah, we talked about that. All right. So now.
Oh, yeah, the Batarang that he can take off.
He can take off of his costume. I like that. It's utilitarian.
Oh, right, because I talked about how Robin's R is a shuriken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is pretty much where they got that from.
Yeah.
Anyways, I now think that Batman's broke because I just showed his car. And it looks like a Pontiac.
Looks like a souped up muscle car?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Let me look at this. Yeah, kind of. It definitely looks a lot small. Like,
it's like a Pontiac Sunfire.
Because you've got the. Tim Burton / Joel Schumacher Batmobile.
Right.
I guess they kind of changed.
Did they? Did it change after?
A little bit. It was still kind of the same, like, framework. They just, you know, moved
stuff
around.
Yeah, they added stuff onto it.
In the same way they changed the costumes between the movies, you know?
Right.
And then
the nipples, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. And in other ways, like, he was more... The George Clooney one was more silver than any other Batman.
That's true, yeah.
Why do they... Whatever. Because
of reasons.
We can't go into
Yeah, we
it.
Can't go into that. I know.
And then you have... Oh, then the new... The Christopher Nolan movies, where it's a full-on fucking tank, like in Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. So this is sort of... I don't know. Batmobile. It's smaller. You didn't like... I thought it worked for what Batman was at the time.
That straight up is like a Pontiac. Look at that.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe it's like a Lamborghini. Lamborghinis are, like, thinner, though.
Like, straight up, it's...
Maybe
I...
it's a Camaro, I guess.
I don't give a shit about the Batmobile. I don't know how big of a... Like, I realize I had this... I don't care about cars. But, like, the fact that the Batmobile is, like, a really big deal, it's like, well, we don't care about... I don't know. How... It sucks that people care more about the Batmobile than, like, the... I've never read a Batman story where the Batmobile played an important role.
When it first came into the comics, I think it did.
Sure.
And in the 40s when they kept, like, upgrading it. And, like, sometimes it looks like trash.
It's
like a trash car. I'm like, that's not... I want it to look cool.
Like, the Batmobile...
It does look cool, though.
The Batmobile is an entirely utilitarian device. It exists to explain how Batman gets from place to place.
Yeah.
But when I'm actually reading a Batman comic, what I want is for him to just appear and disappear because he's, like, this Night Spectre. So, the Batmobile almost grounds Batman in a more realistic, like, well, he's got to get somewhere, and he can't teleport, and he can't fly. So, I don't know.
Don't you think this makes him look like a broke Batman, though? Like, he doesn't have a lot of money?
I guess. I just don't like the idea that Batman can be stuck in traffic.
Right, and, like...
Or, like, have to change a tire.
Yeah,
or...
and, like, if he doesn't have, like, a cool Batmobile that can, like in Tim Burton's, where it can, like, turn into, like, a rocket car.
Yeah.
Back to rocket cars.
60 miles an hour!
60 miles an hour! Then he can't get around traffic.
Yeah.
He can't get around traffic in this muscle car. Maybe it goes fast, but he can't get through any, like, small cracks in a wall.
Maybe it can, like, go upside down on the ceiling, like in Men in Black.
Or, like, Fast and the Furious, where they just fly over cliffs for no reason on wires.
Or the wheels can, the axles can, like, shoot it up into the air and the wheels are down on the ground, but the cab's up way above the air, like in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Is it a flying car?
Sure!
All right! We're into the future now.
Yeah. 60 miles an hour.
Yep. And his suit, you can actually see his suit more now in this, too. And he looks like he legit has armor on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool kind of, like, a bit more militaristic approach to the Christopher Nolan ones. I don't hate... I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks more like a... It looks less like a costume and more like... Except for the mask, obviously.
Right, right, right.
It looks... mask and cape. But you take that out of it and it just looks like he could be, I don't know, some, like, army goon from a future... army movie where they go to space and punch Martians.
Sure.
Yeah. Or like, you know, he could have worn that to pilot a Jaeger in Pacific Rim. You know, how they've got, like, kind of the armory suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kumail Nanjiani is back in the news. Have you seen him? He's so buff now.
How funny would it be if we watch The Eternals, the movie comes out, and his shirt is on the whole time?
Oh my God.
And it's just like, why'd you do it?
I did. Be the first question you ask him.
Right.
Have you ever met him?
No.
I met him once at a dog show. He was super nice.
Sure.
But I can't imagine, like, I've seen the pictures,
mm-hmm.
But I feel like they were photoshopped because I just can't.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Because his head is still
his
head.
His head is still his head. Looks like a normal Kumail Nanjiani head.
He's still dorky Dinesh from Silicon Valley. Yes. But like, and probably
but
when.
He's so buff.
Probably when they filmed those episodes, he was ripped, so they had to like cover him up like they do with pregnant women in sitcoms. Like, we can't have them know how ripped you are.
Suit on
yeah. Honestly, fucking maybe. They did maybe. That to the kid who played Neville in the later Harry Potter movies.
They did.
Because he got like tall and hot.
They put an ugly suit on him.
Yeah. They put like makeup on, and then like they had him wear padding under. And it wasn't until the last movie where people were like, oh, Neville fucks.
Oh my God. So he's talking about how he's become like a Bollywood movie star now, and that's his secret identity because of how buff he's gotten. And now everyone like loves him in India and everywhere like so much because yeah. he looks like a...
Well, he's from Pakistan.
But it says India, Bollywood. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like I've just all over oh. there. Yeah. Hmm. I know he's from Pakistan.
Right. Okay.
They're just saying like Asian culture.
I mean, he is general. From Pakistan unless you ask nearly every white person.
No, I know. But yeah, just in the whole Bollywood scene, all in that Asia, part right. of Asia, because now he's a giant superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's cool, and like, good for him, and like, I know that that's why I started doing Ring Fit Adventure, and that's why so many other comedians started going to the gym, because it's like, great, now we got to do this?
Yep.
Yeah. I wonder what his stand-up is like. I bet it's super boring, because he's talking about like, protein shakes and shit.
Oh God, that would be terrible. Yeah. No, he still has that podcast, doesn't he? Or probably doesn't have time anymore.
I mean, well, podcasts are pretty easy. Look at us.
Yeah. We're not movie stars.
What
Jacob?
Podcast? He was doing a podcast with
his
Emily,
wife.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indoor Kids. Indoor Kids, yeah.
I haven't looked into that, actually. I feel like they haven't...
I used to listen to it. I haven't... I feel like that hasn't updated in a long time.
It was
time,
the two of them and somebody else.
I wonder
else.
Why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after The Big Sick, I wouldn't be surprised if after The Big Sick, he was like, I can't do anything anymore. He's like, he's got all these stand-up gigs and everything.
Segway. Speaking of The Big Sick.
Okay. Please talk about Ray Romano.
What?
He's in The Big Sick.
Oh, I was going to talk about the coronavirus.
Oh. Okay, sure, that works.
So everything's been canceled, including my trip next week to Emerald City.
Because Emerald City was canceled.
Yeah,
because
Emerald City
it's
was canceled.
It's not because you aren't going. It's because it's not happening.
I mean, that would be a better reason, honestly.
Really?
I mean, DC found out I wasn't going. They immediately canceled. Jen Bartel was like, wow, I heard Jessica Balboni wasn't going to Emerald City anymore. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not going anymore either. Cancel my appearance. So, yeah, that's what happened. Emerald City was canceled.
A bunch of things are
canceled. A bunch of things are canceled.
It's going to get worse.
Including... Warner Brothers canceled the Superman Red Sun premiere, which was happening this week.
Oh, is that one going to be one of their direct-to-DVD, direct-to-streaming
I think
movies?
They are actually putting it in theaters.
Animated.
Yeah, the animated okay. one. But it sounded awesome. But yeah, they decided to also cancel it.
Well,
it looks
we'll get
like
it.
That.
Oh, man, that looks so dope.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. If you haven't seen or heard or know anything about Superman Red Sun, it's if Superman was actually born in Russia... And what happens if? What if? It's a what
if
story.
If you've not read it, we can't keep it in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost always gone.
Mark Millar, he did two really great Superman books. That one and...
Huck.
Yeah, they put out... So when Around When Red Sun came out, I guess they saw that people really liked it. So they were like, all right, here's all the other times Mark Millar has written Superman. And it was like random issues from his main series. And then half the book was Mark Millar wrote the Superman animated series comic book for a while.
Oh.
So they threw that in there. And they're not great, but that's because none of those stories were that incredible. Yeah. When you can't affect continuity in any way, stories suffer.
Nope. Or wait, yes. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to read these stories real quick.
Right.
I also saw The Invisible Man last night. I give it 2 thumbs up if you want to be terrified for 2 hours and 15 minutes-ish.
Good scary.
Yeah, it's
good
scary.
Classic scary.
Yeah, but also...
Is it in the Dark Universe?
It's in the Universal Monsters Universe.
The Universal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, isn't it being called the Dark Universe?
Is that what it's called now?
Didn't I see... I thought I saw a headline that was like, here's what's wrong with the Dark Universe. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. Okay. I know that the Tom Cruise movie... So they wanted to reboot the Universal Monster Universe.
Right.
They tried to start that with The Mummy.
Right.
That bombed.
Super bombed.
Terribly. Yeah, it was just awful. So now they're trying to start over with this one.
This is the new starting point. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like Okay. The two big ones are... Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Dracula and Frankenstein.
Correct.
Why wouldn't they start with either one of those?
Do we need another Dracula right now?
Or another Frankenstein? No, but no. So who's going to be in this universe? The Mummy, I guess, was in theory, and then
Invisible Man. I think they're going to do Creature from the Black Lagoon next. I love the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I think it's one of the best ones.
I just don't know what that would look like from a modern standpoint, because it seems so like funky and retro and 50s to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think we got a good Creature from the Black Lagoon remake called The Shape of Water.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so why don't they just say
they'll probably try to update it again, is my guess. Mm. Like, well, that's what they did with The Invisible Man, and it's become very successful. Okay. And they had a really good weekend so far.
If this transitioned to Elizabeth Moss becoming a genuine movie star, because I've been in her camp since Mad Men.
Me too.
Yeah.
I approve. She's not like your typical like classic, you know, movie star, which is great. And I don't like that she's a Scientologist, but besides that, we'll try to get past it. But this movie is, I mean, trigger warning, definitely, before you go see it. There's been a lot of articles, actually, about that, like, pro and cons about it.
Mm. I mean, it's good to tell stories like this.
Yeah, no, for sure, and that's what I'm saying, too, but I have my own issues, like, with it in general. And it was hard, it was a hard watch. Like, it's very real, even though it's about something that's so fictional, but it's also about something that's incredibly real, which is gaslighting.
Right.
And it is terrifying.
Cool.
Because you feel every step of that, and, like, she just feels like she's going insane the entire movie. Mm-hmm. Because nobody believes her, because he's invisible.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, highly recommend that. I also watched Alita Battle Angel, or Battle Angel Alita, which is what it should be called. Well, why would they switch it?
I don't know.
It's so annoying. Yeah. But I had very low expectations for that movie, but a bunch of people told me, like, oh, you should watch it. It's still good. It's one of my favorite mangas of all time. Mm-hmm. And I very much enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Great special effects, really cyberpunk, like all the aliens that were in, or I guess not aliens, robots, androids, whatever. Are all done incredibly well.
Cool.
So, my two movie recs for the week.
I haven't seen one since Sonic, and I already talked about Sonic on this show.
You haven't seen anything else?
I haven't seen anything in theaters. What I've been watching? I don't know. Nothing that would relate to this show.
Boo.
I mean, I watched dumb Netflix shows and McMillions, and I tried watching that Alan Rickman movie Bottle Shock last night, and I was so bored.
Oh, I couldn't watch that either. My dad told me to watch it, and I tried to watch it, and I was like, ugh.
I made a joke about it when I was doing a Harry Potter trivia event, and I was like, Alan Rickman, he's been in this and this, and also a movie called Bottle Shock that nobody saw but me, and someone's like, I saw it, and I was like, oh, I actually haven't seen it. Is it good? And she was like, yeah. So then I watched it, and it's boring.
Boring.
Yeah. Like, we have a good wine movie. It's called Sideways.
Yep.
Try again, Alan.
Why The Last Man? Yeah, they've been trying to make this show for God knows how long.
A billion
years. I think it's cursed.
They changed their lead again, right?
They did, yeah. Ben Schechner. Schechner?
Something must be...
Schnetzer?
I don't know, you're screwing my dark. Something really shitty must be going behind the scenes of this movie. It's like, people are comparing it to, Don Quixote, the Terry Gilliam movie that he tried to make for 30 years, and then it finally came out, like, last year, and people didn't like it.
That came out?
I think it finally came out, because or maybe they made a documentary about the process.
Yeah.
But how it was, like, cursed, like, completely cursed.
Mm-hmm.
I
like the cast, actually.
I think the only way we're going to get an actual Why the Last Man adaptation is if the plague from Why the Last Man actually happens, and therefore it's the only movie we can make.
Isn't that happening right now? All right, so this one is actually...
COVID-19, it targets men.
old people and men.
Can you imagine if there actually was a disease that only targeted men? How, like, there'd be parties. I wouldn't go, but I'm sure people would have a great time.
Diane Lane, Imogen Poots. I really like her.
I like her.
Lashana Lynch, Juliana Canfield, Marin Ireland, and Amber Tamblyn round out the cast of this show, which begins production, supposedly, in April.
It's really just...
Who's playing the monkey?
No, it's the monkey from Friends.
That monkey is dead.
No, it's not. I read an article about how it's
no
the same monkey.
No fucking way.
She's a girl. I forget her name. She's been... If you've seen a capuchin monkey in any movie or TV show, from Friends to present day, there's a 50% chance it's her. She works all the time. She's super well-trained.
We're going to check on that.
I just think that it's dope that Hollywood's finally casting women over 30. Zing. That's not my joke. I stole that joke. But
Stealer
I forget
jokes.
From where, but don't attribute it to me. It is the same monkey.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I cannot believe. Well, what about all the other monkeys that need work? Only that one monkey gets cast? It's like the Meryl Streep of monkeys.
Well, it's like how Amy Adams and Isla Fisher show up to all the same auditions, and then when they see each other, they're like, fuck's sake, again?
Exactly. Oh, my God. Who knew that Pennyworth was still on? That show just got casted for season 2.
Sure.
I didn't even believe that would ever happen again.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yes, we have to talk about Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa is going to be in the Little Nemo in Slumberland movie.
Right.
Which is, insane that it exists.
Right.
Like,
I didn't even know that there was an 89 Little Nemo movie. Did you know that?
Oh, the animated one.
The animated one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
I never even knew that was a thing. Yeah,
the animation is a little chaotic, and the voice acting behind Nemo is obnoxious, but it is a pretty faithful adaptation. Like, the bed with the legs and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You could tell that it was a labor of love, mm-hmm. and they really, really wanted to really feel like that. I mean, and of course, in a late 1980s animated release, you cannot get the level of detail and care that goes into Winsor McKay Page.
Yeah, no, God, no.
But... Yeah, it was cool. I bet if I watch it as an adult, I wouldn't like it.
Now the only thing I can find online is the animated movie.
Yeah.
Of course.
Go ahead. When I Googled Flip, the character that Jason Momoa is playing, do yourself a favor right now. Pause the episode and Google Flip Little Nemo and tell me if this motherfucker looks even a little bit like Jason Momoa.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He literally looks like Wimpy, like from Popeye.
He looks like a weird frumpy clown.
With a little red hat, right?
Yeah.
He's very fat and got like a mustache.
Yeah.
I think.
No, I think he just has like. Mustache? I think he might have been a holdover from when the strip was a little more racist. But they updated his design to keep it so that it's, you know, to sort of. So they can keep the character in it but not have him look like that.
Right.
You know?
So I originally saw this article on geektyrant.com.
Sure.
I'm a little worried about whoever wrote this article on Geek Tyrant that they did, like, no research whatsoever article.
There's so much awful clickbait.
Yeah. So, I guess they're also doing a gender flip, which is fine, you know, of course. Like, we have no problem with that. They're calling her Nima instead of Nemo, which I don't understand that either. Just called it.
Call her Nemo. Have Nemo be a girl. It doesn't matter.
No. I think they've done already in another adaptation of the book.
Sure.
And then they're turning.
Well, whoever you get, it's got to be someone who can take a beating because Nemo falls out of that bed every 12 minutes out of the hardwood floor.
And then it says Nima will travel with the help of a large half man, half monster creature. As they travel to a mystical land in her dreams in search of her missing father. What?
What?
I don't think this has anything to do with Little Nemo anymore. They're just like, here's an idea.
Yeah.
Is it just going to be like Neverland or, you know, hopefully not like the Michael Jackson Neverland, but...
Oh, like Peter Pan.
Peter Pan Neverland.
Was that really
awful? Neverending Story.
Peter Pan movie that came out with Hugh Jackman as Captain Hook.
Pan,
where at some point they're singing, it smells like Doom Spirit.
Yeah. I tried to watch that. I was like, oh, I like Peter Pan adaptations. And I was like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
This is horrible.
I saw clips and I was like, this looks like a fever dream.
It is.
And I feel like everyone involved in this movie was probably like... Like, this movie feels like it was made on a dare.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think it was also one of those, like, rushed movies as well. We have to get this out. We only have, like, the rights to it for, like, this much longer.
Yeah.
You know, one of those things.
And I bet that when they were shooting the Smells Like Teen Spirit scene, the director was like, this is going to be so fucking cool.
Oh, my
God. This is so awesome. It's so epic. And then,
Yeah, so... When I first saw that, I was excited, and then I saw how many things were going to be changed, and I was like, I don't think they're actually thinking about what they have at all.
So I want to play this game.
Uh-oh.
I wrote a game
as
a segment for this.
You can tell how, you know, well we're doing with memory today.
The name of the game is could Jason Momoa play that? Because Jason Momoa has appeared in many different adaptations of things. He's played Khal Drogo and Aquaman and the guy from Stargate Atlantis, and now apparently he's
the guy from Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah. That was when I saw Stargate Atlantis, because I lived with someone who's really into Stargate, and he'd watch it and I'd hang out and be on my computer, and then but I would see Jason Momoa and I would look at him and I'd think he's too much of a person to be on this dumb show. Like, look at this guy. Like, you know they wrote that character. I'm not saying that they did, but you could tell they were like, this guy came in to read for someone else and they were like, we got to use you in something because they could. This guy was going to be huge.
Right.
I'm just surprised it took Game of Thrones to push it over the edge. I'm not surprised, but you know.
Yeah.
So here I have a list of characters from comics.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if you think, okay, so there's three things you could say in response. Yes, Jason Momoa could play that. No, or sure. Like, because that was my response to this. Sure, he could play Flip, whatever. Yeah, okay, right. So, number one, Sabretooth.
Sure.
Sure, not yes. You're just saying sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hawkman.
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, this. Yeah.
You don't think he could play
He could play Hawkman, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you don't think he'd be like, oh, yeah, like, if I heard that, I'd be like, oh, great.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he's already Aquaman, so that's why I'm like, meh.
Okay, yeah, let's ignore his previous roles. Okay. Iron Man.
No.
Okay. Hank McCoy, the Beast.
No.
Okay. Popeye.
No.
No, he couldn't play Popeye.
He could not play Popeye.
Okay, no. Straight up no.
Straight up no.
All right. Luke Cage.
No!
That was a test. That was a test. What? And you passed. Okay, good. Namor.
Absolutely. He should have been Namor first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
He has the eyebrows.
That's true.
Yes.
But should he have shaved to play Namor?
Yeah, should have cut his hair, shaved, and been Namor first.
What does he look like without a beard?
Sexy.
There was this, I think this was him, I'm pretty sure it was Jason Momoa, someone was asking him, like, they were doing one of those awful, like, TMZ Man on the Street interviews, and they were like, what do you do to exercise? And he's like, oh, you know, this and that, and they're like, no, what do you do? And he just goes, I fuck a lot.
He's the best.
I don't remember most
of
that.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. Okay, so Namor, you're saying great. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three more.
Okay.
Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. From Doom Patrol, the Chief.
No.
The guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally.
Yeah.
Jughead.
Aw. I want to say yes, but no.
Okay. I thought you'd get a lot more like, whatever. Yeah. Like, sure, put him in there, let him make the money.
Aw, Jughead.
He could play, like.
He's not, like, goofy enough, like. To play, like, actory wise.
Well, did you see his SNL episode?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he really tried.
He tried really hard, but he's not good enough.
Yeah.
for that type of acting.
Yeah, that's the best review anyone can give of an SNL host is that, like, well, they really wanted to do it.
But they just weren't.
Yeah, they were game. Like, Daniel Craig is hosting this week.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah. And I mean, this episode will come out after his episode is aired. But, I mean, yeah, he was funny last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be funny. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be good. All right.
Is that it? We calling it?
Okay. I think so, right?
Cool. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we got a new recorder.
We did.
This is still on my laptop, but we do have a new recorder.
Yes, so we'll start to use that soon.
Hopefully the sound quality will go up.
Yeah.
And come by and pick up Strange Adventures and Strange Academy. We still have a few copies left.
I know. We sold a lot of Strange Adventures, so hopefully we'll have some left.
Are we out of the Doc Shaner cover?
We are, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All we have left is this one.
I like the Stranger Danger cover, though.
I like it a lot.
It's also informative.
It's a very cool series, and I hope it lasts a long time. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at Jacob S. Rubin, also Instagram.
Oh, I did new things. So you can follow me, and this makes it a lot easier, just at Jessa Balboni or at Jessa Balboni at Twitter and Instagram. So now I don't have several different names.
Cool.
It's just my names.
Nice.
Okay, cool. That's it.
Do we have anything coming up in the store? Any events or sales or anything?
No.
Okay. Well,
we will soon, though. Stay tuned. We will have a sale coming up. I just need to figure it out.
Sweet.
Wait, this is coming out before today. Or not. Never mind. We have a cool thing happening at the brew tonight, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Come drink our beer again.
Go to Ghost Town. Yeah. Go to Ghost Town. At some point, I'm probably going to do another bingo night there.
Yeah, we will. So, oh, and we're going to do a movie night.
Yes. I'm going to do that. So check Ghost Town Brewing. Are social media for Ghost Town?
Oh, at Ghost Town Brewing.
Cool.
Yep.
Thanks so much for listening. I've been Jacob Rubin.
Jessica Balboni.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Don't escape. Is that our sign off?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Don't escape.
Don't escape. No. It's a work in progress.
That's what we really want out of a podcast is for it to feel like a hostage situation. Bye, everybody.
Bye.